الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة، قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك، قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا كان يوم عيدهم، يعني يوم فطرهم، باها بهم ملائكة فقال: يا ملائكتي، ما جزاء أجير وفى عمله؟ قالوا: ربنا جزاؤه أن يوفى أجره. وقال: ملائكتي عبيدي وإمائي، قضوا فريضتي عليهم ثم خرجوا يعجون إلى الدعاء، وعزتي وجلالي وكرمي وعلوي وارتفاع مكاني لأجيبنهم. فيقول: ارجعوا، قد غفرت لكم وبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: فيرجعون بفورا لهم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, we find ourselves on a bittersweet day, on a day on which we bid farewell to that beloved guest from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that guest of rahmat, that guest of mercy, that guest who made our homes alive with the tilawat of the Quran, with the noor of zikrullah, with the light of the various ibadat, that guest which filled our masajid, that guest we change the entire atmosphere. So whilst we bid farewell to that guest with a sorrowful heart, at the same time we should take cognizance of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us today. That whilst we are seated here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this as an opportunity to boast to the malaika. Why will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boast to the malaika? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created insan, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the malaika that inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa, that, O malaika, I am going to create a vicegerent, a representative of myself on the earth. People who will be carrying out my word, people who will represent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this insan. So the malaika found this a bit surprising. They assumed that they will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's vicegerents on the earth. They assumed that they will be the khulafa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. So when it was given to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when it was given to insan, in a sort of a protest, they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they questioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ, that this vicegerent that you are using as a representative for yourself, you are using or utilizing someone who is going to cause corruption in the earth, who they're going to shed the blood of one another. They are going to cause fitna, they're going to cause fasad on this earth. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, whereas we as malaika, we constantly praise you, and we constantly make tasbih, and we do not disobey you for even a second. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies to the malaika, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, what I know, what I have in my knowledge, you do not know. So on a day like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this as an opportunity to boast to the malaika. That this very same insan, you said he's going to cause corruption on earth. You said he's going to shed the blood of one another. But look at him today. Malaikati ma jazaa'u ajirin waffa amala. That what is the reward of that laborer or that worker who completed his task? The malaika will reply, Rabbana jazaa'uhu ay yuwaffa ajra. That, oh our Rabb, his reward, his recompense is that he be paid in full. This is the day of being recompensed in full by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in what manner? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Malaikati abidi wa imai qadu faridati alayhim. That, oh my malaika, my beloved servants. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifies male and female servants to show the closeness that we have reached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this point. That during the month of Ramadan, we stayed away from haram. Even that which was generally permissible for us, we stayed away from that as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَضُوا فَرِيضَةِ عَلَيْهِمْ ثُمَّ خَرَجُوا يَعُجُّونَ إِلَى الدُّعَى. That not only did they fast the entire month, and they were involved in the ibadah during the entire month, that after this month is completed, they still come out persistent in dua, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring to this gathering. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a series of qasams in his zat, in his being. وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي وَكَرَمِي وَعُلُوِّي وَارْتِفَاعِ مَكَانِي لَأُجِيبَنَّهُمْ. That in my honor, in my loftiness, in my greatness, in my exalted position, taking a qasam in his greatness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that most definitely whatever we ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely answer it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce that قُومُ مَغْفُورٌ لَكُمْ قُومُ وَقَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ وَبَدَّلْتُ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. That not only have I forgiven your sins, but whatever sins you have committed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns it into good. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that those who will stand up from the Eidgah after that, they will be forgiven. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who not only will capitalize on the month of Ramadan, but they will capitalize on this day. Whilst the hadith brings glad tidings to those who have fasted, the mere fact that we have gone through the month of Ramadan, staying away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to stay away from, and involving ourselves in various ibadat, is not an indication that automatically our actions are accepted. If you look at Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam granted the honor of being the father of the Muslims. Millat abikum Ibrahim huwa sammakumul muslimin. One of the greatest anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Him and his son, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi and a son of a Nabi who is also a Nabi, carrying out one of the greatest acts possible, that is building the Kaaba Musharrafah. When it comes to thawab jariya, continuous thawab, there are very few acts that can surpass building the Kaaba Musharrafah. That from that day, every person facing the Kaaba, every round of tawaf, the Hajri Aswad, every act of these will be in the plate of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So a Nabi, a son of a Nabi who was also a Nabi, carrying out what a great action. What was their response after completing the action? The Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Can there be any doubt that this will be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yet their concern was, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. That, oh Allah, this action of ours, you accept it. And not only that, وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَنَا. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they were sinless, ma'soom. Yet they found it befitting to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of such a great action, That who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you forgive us. So where do we stand? As mere mortals. Or even when we are trying not to sin, we get involved in sin. Even when we are within the masjid, we are in the confines of our home, we are lying in our beds, even our thoughts are not free from gunah, not free from sin. So when it comes to the actions during the month of Ramadan, like Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned, that كُونُوا لِقُبُولِ الْعَمَلْ أَشَدُّ إِهْتِمَامًا مِنْكُمْ مِنَ الْعَمَلْ. Then when it comes to doing an action, you should be more concerned about the action being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than actually doing that action. أَمَا تَسْمَعُوا قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That do you not hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts the actions of those who have taqwa. So as we progress or we move away from the month of Ramadan, our actions will dictate whether our fasting or our ibadah during the month of Ramadan was accepted or not. Fasting, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Fasting is so that taqwa comes into our hearts. And likewise, taqwa will dictate whether our actions are accepted or not. And an indication to whether taqwa has come into our hearts, whether we have found the effect of fasting in our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. That when taqwa enters a person's heart, when a person is from the muttaqeen, then whenever shaitan gets hold of him, it's not that he manages to stay away from haram completely. It is only natural that shaitan will continuously try to turn him away from the straight path, to try to make to affect his ibadah, to try to make his ibadah not being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when that happens, immediately he remembers who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He remembers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, and that he immediately makes tawbah and he turns and he repents towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from today, our mindset should be that like we have been staying away from haram, we have been involving ourselves in ibadah continuously during the month of Ramadan. Our mindset should be that of continuity. That it should not be now that the moon of Eid is sighted, that now we are out of the month of Ramadan, that we can return back to the life we were leading before the month of Ramadan. This, my dear brothers, is an indication, especially if you're making a concerted effort to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if you are not even making an attempt to stay away from guna, to stay away from haram, this, my dear brothers, is an indication that the effect of fasting has not come into our lives. And this is an indication that we have not, our actions are not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so emphatically emphasized on the sixth fast of Shawwal. That man sawma Ramadan thumma atba'ahu sittan min Shawwal kana ka siyam ad-dahr. That person who fasts the month of Ramadan. And in what manner should a person fast the month of Ramadan? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, man sawma Ramadan imanu wa ihtisaba. That a person fasts the month of Ramadan in the state of iman and with ihtisab. Ihtisab literally translates as anticipating reward. Some muhaddiseen have explained that a person does it with a happy heart. He does it happily. He does not take it as a burden upon himself. That now I am obligated. It is my duty. That is why I am doing it. No, he does it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, after the month of Ramadan, that sixth fast of Shawwal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَهُ سِتَّمْ مِنْ شَوَالْ كَانَ كَصِيَامِ الدَّهَرِ. It's as if he has fasted an entire lifetime. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of converting the month of Ramadan into a lifetime of ita'at and linking ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should understand that the month of Ramadan is not a month only in which we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is a month in which we increase the level of ibadah, the level of taqarrub ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
We should not be like that nation, that group of people. If I'm not mistaken, they were mentioned to Junayd Baghdadi rahimahullah ta'ala, that such and such a group of people, they are ordinary people. They do not have much ibadah in their life. But when it comes to the month of Ramadan, they reach such level of ibadah, such level of taqarrub, that no one can match them. So they thought they were doing a good thing, that they were praising these people. The reply he gives, he says, بِئْسَ قَوْمٍ لَا يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ. That how unfortunate a nation, how wretched a nation, that they only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. We should not be a group of people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only in Ramadan. He says, do not be a Ramadani or a Sha'bani or a Zulhijji. But you must be a Rabbani, a person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the year. Ramadan will come and go. If our ibadah was only for the month of Ramadan, it will remain only during the month of Ramadan. Our objective should be continuity. Istiqama ahabbul a'mali ila Allah adwamuha wa in qalla. That the most beloved of actions in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those done with consistency, even if it may be little. Our example should not be like when one sahabi radiallahu anhu, he comes in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have one issue in my life. That every time I make progress with regards to my spirituality, with regards to my closeness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after making some progress, I commit some action which causes me to retrogress, which causes all my progression to be wiped out. So Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives an example. Few words, my dear brothers, but this was sufficient for the sahabi radiallahu anhu to change his life. Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, إِنَّكَ تَبْنِي وَتَهْدِمْ. That your example is like that person who builds a building. Building even a 2x2 room requires so much of effort. From foundation preparing to foundation laying, then the big brick laying the floor, putting up the trusses, the roof, the windows, the door, the preparation, etc. Then the painting and the finishing touches. Then after going through all of that effort, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the person will go through that effort and then he sets about destroying it before he can enjoy the fruits of the progress that he made. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you are like that person. He's building these beautiful homes and then he sets about destroying it. The sahabi radiallahu ta'ala who replies that min al yom la abni wa la ahdim. That from today, I will make this progress, I will build and I will not destroy whatever I build. My dear brothers, this month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we have made so much of progress. We have tasted the halawat of iman, the halawat of tilawat, the halawat of ibadat. We have tasted that halawat, that sweetness of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But understand the objective, the maqsad was not to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only during the month of Ramadan. But this was to assist us in attaining our ultimate goal, that is taqarrub, that is closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The example of Ramadan can be given, like in certain European countries, I think Germany it is. There is a highway which is known as the Autobahn. In this highway, there is no speed limits. In some parts, there is no speed traps, there is no speed bumps. The road is absolutely smooth. The vehicles that are allowed on that road also are vehicles that can reach top speeds. So the person, as he's driving, he will see the sign that says that normally the laws and regulations, the rules and regulations that apply to a motorist now do not apply. You can go as fast as you want. And he makes progress. He begins driving as fast as he can. Thereafter he sees, after a few kilometers or after a few hours, he sees that now those regulations are now implemented again. There now will be speed bumps. There will be speed traps. There will be police. So now he has to slow down. He will not be able to enjoy driving at the speeds that he was driving. So he thinks to himself that I have made so much of progress. I've enjoyed my time, my drive during this time. Now it's going to be a bit difficult for me to continue my journey. So what he does, he turns around and he goes back to where he was. Will this person ever reach his destination? No matter how much of progress he makes in the time, will he ever reach his destination? My dear brothers, likewise, this is our example during the month of Ramadan. That the shayateen are locked up. Not saying that shayateen and speed cops are the same. But the shayateen are locked up during this time, so it is easy for us to do ibadah. One action a person does is multiplied 70 times. So you will reach high levels of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my dear brothers, once this ease is removed, do we return back to the life that we are living? Or do we continue slowly, steadily, enjoying that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of continuing with this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not reverting back at bare minimum, not getting involved in that haram in which we were involved before the month of Ramadan. Stay away from haram at bare minimum. And then whatever ibadah, even open the Quran Kareem, even if it's for 2 pages daily, inshallah. And some zikrullah, some nafil ibadah, and most importantly, that goes without saying, our fara'is salah, our 5 times salah. So we'll all do this, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all the tawfiq. Inshallah, the salah will be read first, then the dua will take place, and then the khutbah will take place after that, inshallah. The method of the salah is that you will make the takbir, and you will tie your hands and recite the thana. Thereafter, there will be 3 takbirs. After the first 2, you will lower your hands, and the 3rd takbir, you will tie your hands. Then the qirat, the rakat will carry on as normal. Thereafter, the second rakat will carry on as normal as well. Then before the ruku, there will be 3 takbirs, after which you will lower your hand, and then after the 4th takbir, you will go into ruku, and the salah will be completed as normal, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا كل شيء خلقناه بقدر وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا وَاحِدَةٌ كَلَمْحٍ بِالْبَصَرِ وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا أَشْيَاعَكُمْ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرٍ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ فَعَلُوهُ فِي الزُّبُرِ وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ إن المتقين في جنات ونهر في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أعلنا وما أسررنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم اشرح صدورنا للإسلام وحبب لنا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره لنا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار اللهم إنا نسألك التقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم إنا نسألك حبك
وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال، ونعوذ بك من البلاء والوباء يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا، وأصلح ذات بيننا، واهدنا سبل السلام، وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم إنا نسألك العفة والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة، والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت، وعافنا فيمن عافيت، وتولنا فيمن توليت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت، فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك، إنه لا يذل من واليت، ولا يعز من عاديت، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. نستغفرك اللهم من جميع الذنوب والخطايا، ونتوب إليك. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات، والمسلمين والمسلمات، وألف بين قلوبهم، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك، ويكذبون رسلك، ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم مزق جمعهم، اللهم فرق بينهم، اللهم دمر ديارهم، اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم، وامحو آثارهم، واقطع دابرهم، وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا تردهم عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم أهلكهم كما أهلكت عاد وثمود، اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم، ونعوذ بك من شرورهم، فالله خير حافظ وهو أرحم الراحمين. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان، خاصة في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي الصين يا رب العالمين. Oh, my beloved Allah, oh, the most merciful, oh, the most gracious, oh, the most Rahim Allah, oh, the most Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, oh, the one who sees everything, oh, the one who knows everything, oh, the one who knows what we see, what we assume that we saw, oh, the one who knows what our hearts conceal. Ya Allah, this day of Eid, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we turn before you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other door that we can knock at, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you are rejected today, Ya Allah, there is no other door that we can turn to, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we come to you, Ya Allah, drenched in sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask of you, Ya Allah, to forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, purify these hearts, Ya Allah, of every type of haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, purify it of greed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, purify our hearts of malice, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah, of the desire to do haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, instill within our hearts, Ya Allah, the desire and love for good, Ya Allah. The love for iman, the love for a'mal, the desire for a'mal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the desire for jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us to drink from the hands of Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the Huzur Qusar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from the azab of the qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the azab of the qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our qabr, Ya Allah, put from the, Ya Allah, make it a garden from the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. And do not make it a put from the pits of the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make our hisab kitab easy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our hisab kitab, our accountability easy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the ability to cross the pool sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah, and enter Jannah without reckoning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your love, Ya Allah. Grant us the love of those who love you, Ya Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and grant us those actions which will bring us closer to your love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, this month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, whatever actions we have done, Ya Allah, during the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, you accepted, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept, Ya Allah, that which we have done perfectly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and that which was not perfect, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you perfected and accepted, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, oh families, Ya Allah. Some of us will have some family members, Ya Allah, who are going through some parashani. Ya Allah, a lot of us will be going through some difficulties, some hardships, some parashani, something that is bothering us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know what is in the hearts of everyone, what is the need of everyone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know our needs better than we do, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill our needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill our jais tamannas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are sick, Ya Allah, grant them good health, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have family members that have passed on, Ya Allah, grant, make them maghfirat, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and those that, Ya Allah, and those of us, Ya Allah, who are looking for spouses, Ya Allah, grant us spouses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of us that have spouses, Ya Allah, unite the spouses, grant them muhabbat, Ya Allah, sukoon, chain in the marriage, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that those that do not have children, Ya Allah, grant them children. Ya Allah, those that have children, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you make them the means of coolness of their eyes, Ya Allah. Means of carrying the flag of your deen, Ya Allah, throughout the four corners of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and means of keeping deen in the progenies to come, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, their ummatis, Ya Allah, during the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, they went through so much of difficulties, so much of hardship, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the enemies of Islam, Ya Allah, have become extremely bold, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we hand them over to you, Ya Allah. وَوْفُوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَجْعَلُكَ فِي نُحُورِهِمْ وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شُرُورِهِمْ. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we hand them over to you, Ya Allah. You take care of them, Ya Allah, in the manner, Ya Allah, that you deem best, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Ya Allah, you said that you know what they are up to, Ya Allah. You said that you إِنَّمَا يُؤَدُّ أَخِرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِي الْأَبْصَارِ. That you are giving them respite, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, end their respite now, Ya Allah. It has gone on for too long, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save the Haramain Sharifin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save the land of Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifin from all the fitna and fasad, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring Masjid al-Aqsa back into total control of the Muslims, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us the ability to go for Hajj again and again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, call us to your house, Ya Allah. Give us the ability to make tawaf of the Kaaba, kiss the Hajj al-Aswad. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, to walk between Safa and Marwa, Ya Allah. To walk between Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, Ya Allah. To stone the Jamarat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the ability to stand in front of the Rose Mubarak, Ya Allah. In front of the beloved Huzur Pak, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Give us the ability to stand in front of him, Ya Allah, with the words, As-salatu was-salamu alayka, Ya Rasulallah. Emanating from our lips, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us maut, Ya Allah. Shahadat maut in the land of your Huzur Pak, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us a good maut, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from a bad maut, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every one of us, Ya Allah, have some desire, some need, Ya Allah. We may not be able to express it. We may not know how to express it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but please accept it, Ya Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا ما كان صالحا وأصلح لنا ما كان فاسدا اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا يا رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا وتب علينا وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين. Brothers and Christians, remain seated. Inshallah, the khutbah will take place now. Thank you.
Allahu Akbar, 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 La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd, alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina, man yahdihillahu fala mudilla la wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya la, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa mawlana muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh, arsalahu bilhaqqi bashiran wa nadhira, bayna yaday as-sa'ah, man yuti' illaha wa rasulahu faqad rashad, ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. فاعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد، وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر لله الحمد. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إذا كان يوم عيدهم، يعني يوم فطرهم، باها بهم ملائكة فقال: يا ملائكتي، ما جزاء أجير وفى عمله؟ قالوا: ربنا، جزاؤه أن يوفى أجره. قال: ملائكتي، عبيدي وإمائي، قضوا فريضتي عليهم، ثم خرجوا يعجون إلى الدعاء، وبعزتي وجلالي وكرمي وعلوي وارتفاع مكاني لأجيبنهم، فيقول: ارجعوا، قد غفرت لكم وبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: فيرجعون مغفورا لهم. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من قام ليلتي العيدين محتسبا لم يمت قلبه يوم تموت القلوب. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فرض زكاة الفطر صاعا من تمر أو طاعا من شعير، وأمر بها أن تؤدى قبل خروج الناس إلى الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فرض زكاة الفطر طهرة للصيام من الرفث واللغو وطعمة للمساكين. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. بارك الله، بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا، وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر، 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، بين يدي الساعة، من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd, Amma ba'd, Faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Muhammadin abdika wa rasulik, wa salli ala al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat, wal-muslimina wal-muslimat, wa barik ala Muhammadin wa azwajihi wa dhurriyatih, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تقادر ذنبا رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واهد من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيدكم لعلكم تذكرون قال الله تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد